This is Hayden.
And this is Grandpa, and this is Hayden and Grandpa on sports. Okay, so today you wanted to talk about basketball again, and you want to talk about the Blazers specifically, so we're going to the NBA. What about them?
They gain these big leads, and then they just lose it.
So they've had a rough year, you're right.
Yeah.
Why do you think so?
Maybe because of the loss to Mason Plumlee, maybe, because he was like our big, so and he rebounded, but we got Nurir Dragic.
No, we got Josef Nurkic.
Nurkic.
Yeah, Nurkic. Yeah.
I keep getting those two mixed up.
That's okay.
Nurkic.
But, you know, when you look at the team from last year, which was, what a year. I mean, they came kind of out of nobody expected them to do anything, and then they came out of nowhere, made it to the second round of the playoffs for the first time in umpteen thousand years. So this year, when you look at it, it really wasn't all that different a team. What happened?
I think they just got too big-headed, maybe.
Really?
I think that they kind of got over the top from their leads. Maybe they thought that since we're up big, we don't have to play well. So maybe they were making bad passes, maybe making something wrong with plays. Maybe not.
Yeah, but there's something else going on there when a team, you know, like they'll either build up a good lead or they dig these huge holes, kind of like you guys did yesterday.
Yes.
You dig these big holes. Sometimes you can make these great comebacks, but sometimes they're hard to come back from, and particularly in the NBA where everybody's good. So, you got Damian, you got CJ is playing killer ball. In fact, if anything, maybe Damian has sagged off a little bit in terms of his
offensive
performance.
Maybe his injury might have taken him down a little bit.
Yeah, at the beginning, yeah.
Maybe he's been cautious about his ankle.
Yeah, not having, Azili would have been nice to get him on board. A guy, we signed him to a big contract. He never played one second for Portland and probably won't. Isn't that weird? That's the way the business is. You know, they sign these great guys, pay him literally tens of millions of dollars, and then they never play one game. So, before the recording messed up, we were talking about Nurkic, and you think he... Losing Plumlee, you think it kind of caused them problems at first?
Yeah, because Plumlee kind of had a good chemistry. He's been with the team for two or three years.
Yeah.
And he was a good chemistry center. Yeah. And then when he left, Jerkic came, and it kind of messed it all up. But not really, because they were 2-1 with him in the last four games.
He certainly gives them something in the middle we haven't had.
Yes.
Which is a really big... middle.
Center.
I mean, he's big, he's pretty athletic, he's a good shooter.
Yes.
Good rebounder, good shot blocker, seems to be a good passer. Saw that give and go last night against Brooklyn. That was a great give and go.
Good win, though, too.
Yeah, it was a really good win. But you're right, the chemistry just seems weird this year. Or just like they're just kind of, some of the air's out of the tires.
Yeah, just like, maybe because... I know we already talked about this, but maybe because of Damian Lillard's injury, it's kind of went pew.
Yeah, and CJ, while he has been rising nicely, you got to have both those guys powering it. It'd be nice to get a combined 50, 55 points out of them every night.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've done that. The other one that's kind of surprised me is being relatively quiet is Allen Crabb.
Yes.
And I really like AC. And last year, he was critical.
He was big last year for... Portland.
Particularly in the last third of the year.
Yeah.
And then this year he's just kind of, at least he's been quiet. I will say this though, I have not really paid much attention to them.
Neither have I.
You know why?
Because of Mike and
Mike.
Mike so and tell Mike.
Do you feel the same way?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't watch Blazer games because Mike and Mike aren't there.
Really? So here's this 12-year-old kid, you've made a decision, and Kevin, and I don't even know his sidekick. Do you know his name? Yeah, see, there you go. He's a good announcer.
Yeah.
He's like a world-class announcer, but you talk about chemistry, there was this Mike and Mike thing, and they were kind of like, really made the Blazers fun to watch as a Blazer fan.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rest of the country thought, but we liked him.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when Shonley, you never knew when Bill Shonley was our radio announcer. Same thing happened. Bill Shonley had been with the Blazers since the very first day that they were a team. And, or at least very beginning. and he announced for them all the way through the bad years, all the way through the championship and the good years. And then, boom, Portland just dropped him. They fired him for no real reason. Hired Brian Wheeler, who's a very good announcer and who a lot of people have either liked or he's the only one they've ever known. He just had his 1,700th game.
Wow.
That's big. But it's kind of the same thing. So they did that to Sean Lee. Now they did it to Mike and Mike. And I think people get pretty close to those guys, don't you? Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Mike and Mike kind of had the upbeat side of basketball for Portland.
Well, they were fun. They were kind of a little kooky.
Yeah.
Certainly Mike Rice was.
Yes.
And Barrett just knows the game and is a really solid, really solid announcer. So you think they're going to make the playoffs? They still have a shot.
They're right under the Nuggets.
And what do you think? If Nurkic really knits in,
I'm pretty sure they'll have a shot. But Damian, Allen Crabb, all those guys have to step up.
Aminu,
who also had a really good game last night.
Yeah, he was, what, 25
points?
Yeah, he had a really good ball game. And he's one of those players that kind of is... like a dolphin, you know, he's up and down and up.
He has these like really good 3-game stretches, and then he just falls the next three, and then.
Yeah, he seems like a real sensitive guy too. Yes. So maybe I hope he builds on that. So let's take the Blazers out of it for a second. So who are you looking at in the playoffs? Who's going to do well?
I'm going Cleveland.
You think they'll do two?
I think they might go back to back.
Why? But
because. It's LeBron and Kyrie that are really, like, helping them right now.
Yeah.
LeBron being LeBron, Kyrie being Kyrie. J.R. Smith's out, so they're going to have to put in somebody like Shumpert, if they still have Shumpert.
Yeah.
And Tristan Thompson's playing well. Kevin Love, I think, still playing. He might be injured. I don't know.
He kind of is a lot, isn't he? Seems like it. Yeah, he's one of those guys get hurt. So who else is a competitor this year? So that's the Eastern Conference. Who else in the East?
Celtics.
Celtics. So Boston, kind of coming out of nowhere here.
Isaiah Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I think Isaiah's really stepped up over the past few years. I mean, he got traded so many times.
But he found a place.
And he found it in Boston. And in the last 2 years, led him to a playoff first year to the second round, but then sadly got knocked off against Atlanta.
Yeah, that was a good series,
too. Yeah, it was. Boston actually came back from a 3-1 deficit, came back 3-3, but then lost because Jeff T. went off with Atlanta.
Yeah. It's like, Jeff who?
But another guy who stepped up for Boston is Jarepko.
Yeah.
He has been huge for Atlanta, too.
Yeah.
I mean, not Atlanta.
For Boston.
Yeah. He's been huge for Boston.
So who else in the East are you seeing anybody over there as having a real shot at getting to the finals? Heck with the playoffs. Let's just talk finals for a minute.
I think the only really two teams, and there might be another one, is Washington. Mm-hmm. The Wizards.
The Wizards.
John Wall.
Guy's been around, what, a decade or so? Longer?
He's
finally stepping up.
He's been around for 4 or 5 years. I mean,
for Washington.
Yeah,
but he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
So, how about the West? So, again, take Portland out of it. We know what we kind of think about Portland right now. So, you got OKC, you got Golden State.
He'll actually have Kevin Durant injured.
Yeah. And how long? I saw that he was injured, but I had a busy week. What happened to him?
So it was kind of weird. So Zaza Pachulia went up for a rebound and he got pushed by Gortat.
Yeah.
And he kind of came down and hyperextended KD's knee.
Oh.
But he's got a grade 2 fibula sprain.
A sprain, but no break.
No break. No just break. A sprain, but he's going to be
out. You know a little bit about leg breaks, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we talked yesterday. So
he's going to be out for the play. He's not. He's going to be out for the rest of the regular season. Coming back to the playoffs.
Maybe for the playoffs if he's okay. So, Golden State, interesting year for them. Actually, they've been a little more erratic than I would have expected them to. Maybe because they have so many good guys. I don't know. What do you think about that? When teams get like stacked with superstars like that.
Well, I was listening to the radio a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about, like, the best, like, superstar teams, like the Lakers when they had Kobe, Shaq, all those guys, and then they have, like, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Steve Kerr, all those guys when they played. And I think the Warriors are one of those five teams that they're just getting old, some of them.
Yeah.
And they're just falling.
What's old to you? I'm interested. So you're 12. What's old?
50s, maybe.
Okay, that's old. But nobody in the NBA is in the 50s. 40, so as an NBA 30, player, when are you starting to get kind of old?
Probably around 36 and up, maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Because there's a lot of players out there, like a Tony Parker, MJ,
Dirk.
Dirk's like 960, isn't he?
Dirk's 40.
He's been around. He's as old as the Black Forest of Germany. I think. So that's Golden State. What do you think about OKC this year? I mean, Russell Westbrook is clearly the anchor of that team, but
he's
losing
been
KD.
He's been leading them.
Yeah, he's been leading them. Losing KD was clearly big for them.
Yes.
I think they were kind of off to a rough start during this early season, but yeah. What do you think about them?
Well, they also lost another good guy, Christian Payne.
Yeah.
Him and Westbrook had this, like, kind of chemistry, like him and KD before KD, after KD left, it was him. And then Payne got traded, pretty sure to the Phoenix Suns. No, he went to the Orlando Magic for Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
And Oladipo came in, and Oladipo's kind of shined there with Russ, because they're, like, the dynamic duo now with them. Then Oladipo got hurt.
Yeah.
And then it was just Russ, Steven Adams. Those two kind of, I mean, they're good together, but I think Westbrook's better by himself.
Really?
Yes.
That's an interesting observation. So who else in the West? Anybody else?
San Antonio.
So the Spurs, even without Tim Duncan, L.A. has stepped up for them. What's your sense?
Kawhi.
Yeah,
Kawhi
Leonard
huge.
Has been nuts. He has had a really good year. And the rest of the team looks still, you know, pretty good.
To be honest, I think San Antonio might actually go to the NBA Finals this year. I don't think Golden State will win it this year. I don't think Golden State will make it.
That's interesting.
They've been so sporadic. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but Steph Curry has fallen the last five games.
Mm-hmm.
He's 3.3.
So, but out of a long career, though, Hady, five games, does that really set a trend, do you think?
No, but he... I think he should look back on those games and be like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, what's going
on? Although he is the best shooter probably ever, he still needs to look back on what should I do this time. He went 0-11 against the Sixers, and they lost to the Sixers.
Yeah.
For their 10th game.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy. So, anybody else? So you got Golden State, you got OKC, you got San Antonio. You think San Antonio could be the sleeper, the surprise of the West. So it'll be San Antonio, Cleveland in the finals, that's what you're saying? That would be a fun finals to watch.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James, probably the two biggest ones. Houston is also another.
So watch out for Houston because of the
James
beard.
James Harden.
Yeah, the beard. He's
been so clutch this year.
He's kind of like the James Harden of about two, three years ago.
Yeah.
When Damian hit that nut shot.
That was crazy.
That was so awesome. That was so cool.
People are kind of arguing about that James Harden is the real MVP, which I don't think is true. I think Russell Westbrook's the real MVP. The dude got 35 triple-doubles this season.
Yeah, and he's clearly, kind of like LeBron did last year, he carried the team on his back.
Yeah. After Kyrie and Kevin Love got injured in the finals, he like carried them.
And that's kind of what Russell's doing for Kansas, Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on this one?
All I have to say is, watch out for the Spurs. They will come back and bite you.
Okay.
I'm Hayden.
And I'm Grandpa. And that's Hayden and Grandpa on Sports.